It's rough.
Trump's my hero.
No, don't please.
I heart Trump.
Please don't.
Trumpy, Trump, 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 Trump.
All right.
Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We opened the entire thing with Hey Mario by Patent Pending. That's one you found, I think. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
And I love Patent Pending.
For those that don't know, this is Experience Points. This is the show where we drop knowledge on you, geek and nerd knowledge.
It's really heavy, so we're going to hurry up.
We talk about comic books. We talk about movies. We talk about the video games. We talk about those card games. We talk about the Pokemans.
I talked a lot about Pokemans lately.
I watched the last three episodes of the new Digimon series. And
there's a new Digimon series? I've never been into Digimon.
We'll talk about this in the next segment, but welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey, guys. I forgot y'all are here.
We have a lot of audio online. We'll soon have even more once I get off my butt and I cut it all together.
Lazy.
It's on our website. Bear, what is the website?
You can go over to exppoints.com, double tap the P.
We also have social media. If you want any of that stuff, you can go to exppoints.com/social and look at our social media landing page. We got the Facebook, the Google+.
Is that interacting with humans?
The Twitter. Yeah. Yeah, it's interacting with you. We actually automate most of it, so it's kind of
to be fair, yeah, I'm not even front on that one.
We do have video game servers, though. Check out exppoints.com/servers. We're always updating and everything, so things may be down, things may change, and we might not reflect the reflect that on the website. You can go to the Steam community, which is also available at exppoints.com/social, to check everything out. If you, what you got?
I was going
to
say, speaking of updating, my profile on exppoints.com, if you go to it right now, it's exactly as it has been, but I did manage to actually log in again.
I'm like,
so I am going to update things soon.
There may be some like profile change.
Yeah,
like
it was so much
today.
Effort to open it. Yeah, you know, log in and all that WordPress.
We have to do a password and a username, all that stuff. Anyway, we also have PayPal and Patreon. If you like this show so much and you want to see, like, be part of the show, we'll say your name on the air.
We'll
make a poem. We'll write a cupcake.
I do that. We'll write a cupcake.
We'll build a cupcake. We'll build one.
We'll
engineer.
We will write a cupcake and bake a poem.
We'll bake a poem for you, and we will engineer a bridge, and we will name it after you, and we will destroy it. It'll be awesome, but you can do all that on Patreon and PayPal much later. So we're going to cut two songs. We'll come back. We're going to talk about what we did last week. This is This City Made Us by the Protoman. New stuff off of the yet-unreleased album Act 3, and then Evolution of Circuitry by Entertainment System and the Megas. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You listen to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
We're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
And I'm still Red Bear.
We just left off with Evolution of Circuitry by Entertainment System and the Megas. Before that, we opened it up with This City Made Us by the Protoman. Again, not released yet, but that's off of Act 3. And when it does release,
you'll get to listen to it.
I'll tell you, Morty.
Yeah, as much as you want.
One day.
What? Oh, I don't know, Rick.
That's more of a Shaggy. More of a Scooby-Doo.
Like Zoink Scoob.
This is the segment where we talk about funny voices we can and can't make. No, it's actually the segment where we talk about what we did.
Please, studios, hire me.
Yeah. Now, what did we
do
last week?
I could do some really crazy voices.
Bear, what did you do last week?
What did I do last week? I took all of my personal belongings. I don't know if I mentioned this last week or not on the show, but anyway, I moved. And now I no longer live in the wonderful town of Hammond.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I moved out all the way out to Baton Rouge.
Where people die more frequently.
Die more frequently. So I stay inside more and try to play more video games.
That's helpful for the show, actually. It's like research. We call it research.
Research. Yeah, and maybe my boss won't get mad at me when I'm not doing work now.
The people in our lives are like, why are you just playing games? It's research. Dang it, we're researching. And they're like,
you're
researching,
me.
Huh?
So yeah, I did that. And I went and checked out the Batman versus Superman movie after reading about a billion terrible reviews.
Yeah, how bad?
Okay, so I am.
It was probably watchable, right?
I am one of the biggest Superman fans ever. I have been waiting my entire life for a good Superman movie.
You've only gained a little weight. You're not the biggest. I'm sure there are bigger people out there that like Superman.
Thanks for pointing out that I've gotten fat.
Oh,
okay,
You haven't gotten fat.
Yeah, you can't take it back now. Superman.
Cut that out in post.
Yeah, I will hate you. Superman. So went and saw Superman versus Batman. Still waiting for a good Superman movie.
We're done here.
It wasn't... Okay, so it gets a lot of negative press. It wasn't that bad.
How was Ben Affleck's Batman?
I enjoyed this Batman.
Okay.
And here's the thing. Don't go in expecting the previous Batman from the Dark Knight trilogy.
Okay.
This is a Batman at the end of his ropes who's given up his morals, who doesn't care anymore.
So it's like the Frank Miller's Batman. It's like...
Yeah,
the,
closer, yeah. And, I mean, I think that's one thing that upset a lot of people after the great Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah.
They wanted more of that Batman.
So we just changed it. It's not the same guy.
Yeah.
It's not the same guy. It's not even the same universe, right?
Right, no, it's not.
It's just a very similar universe.
And in this one, I will say a major complaint is everyone's like, well, there was just so many storylines that they didn't focus on anything. And that's true. I feel like this movie would be much better if it was broken into like three movies.
Are they sort of trying to be, is this the competition with the Avengers without being Justice League? They're trying to get like...
They're setting up for Justice League is exactly what they're doing.
So DC Universe finally, right. DC Cinematic Universe is trying to catch up with the Marvel Cinematic.
Yeah, they're trying to. And I feel like that's what they said. We need to get out to Justice League. So instead of dragging this out, let's just do this in one movie.
Okay.
Now, that was kind of a bad...
Do you think that they're going to have, like, they'll obviously probably have Bruce Wayne, Ben Affleck as a, spoiler, Bruce Wayne is Batman. Whoa.
Next thing I know, you're going to tell me Clark Kent is Superman.
No, man, those glasses, no way you could be Superman.
Yeah, so
are you saying that you don't feel that they're going to do another Batman or a Wonder Woman or a separate maybe?
They may. You know? I'm unsure. I really think the next one is going to be Justice League based off of some stuff that happened in the movie.
Okay.
I don't want to give out spoilers. But Wonder Woman does show up in this movie, which is not a spoiler because she's on poster at this point.
That's why I feel like, you know, they did enough. All of the exciting points in the movie were seemingly in the series of trailers that they released. You
okay, and the fight, but the actual fight between Batman and Superman was entertaining for a while. I hate the way it ended.
Yeah.
But and then Wonder Woman was there. Still don't know why.
Well, because we needed to introduce that character,
yeah,
right?
Well, no, like, no one understands why she was there. I certainly don't. And Batman and Superman don't even know why they were there, why she was there.
Yeah, I think there was a trailer moment where it's like, is she with you? I thought she was with you.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know? So, like, they're even confused as to why she's in their movie.
Yeah.
And
there'll be a
I will say, though.
Or something.
Yeah, there will be. Or, well, no, she was there. There's a reason, but it hasn't been explained, obviously.
Hmm.
But, she was probably the strongest character, like, best done written character in the entire movie.
Yeah.
Which is weird because it's Batman and Superman. And Lex Luthor, don't even get me started on him.
Was Jesse Eisenberg not good?
That's not Lex. Okay, and to be fair, they kind of pitch him as Lex's son, but it's still...
Who was Jesse Eisenberg then?
What?
Who was Jesse Eisenberg?
I don't know people.
Who was the guy with the hair in the movies?
Yeah, no, that's Lex Luthor.
Oh, right.
Which is Lex Luthor's son.
The
storyline.
Lex Jr.
Yeah, Jr. If I understood the storyline properly.
Okay.
Which... didn't make it any less terrible of a Lex Luthor.
No.
Again, would I watch it again? Yeah, I would watch it again.
But
it's enjoyable.
You probably won't pay for it again, right?
I wouldn't go to the theater again and pay for it. I would acquire it through means and
you'd watch it on
probably
HBO.
Have a beer and watch it.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
I mean, it's fun. I enjoyed it. It definitely doesn't deserve as negative press as it's getting. It's not a great movie. I think actually I tweeted out saying it was an awesome movie.
I need to pull that back.
Probably too strong of a statement.
Right.
I probably should have just said Batman versus Superman. It's a movie.
It's a movie. You can watch it.
Very cool. That's what I've been doing with my life, and you know, still playing with flying robots and driving robots and all that fun stuff. We'll see where
me
that
and my
leads.
Robot harem over here.
I'm building one.
Can I interest you in a latte?
So far, I have Buzzy and Microbot that I've built.
Nice.
And nice. I mean, I'm. Actually, since the Raspberry Pi 3 came out, I'm trying to think of a good robot. I'm thinking about doing a spider bot.
Something that is fully wireless and fully Bluetooth. Maybe Bluetooth controllable or...
Maybe Bluetooth.
Maybe it has Bluetooth like control of other pieces that come to its aid.
Swarm bots.
Maybe one controls the other.
I haven't done
one.
A swarm yet. That would be fun.
Take Microbot and have him controlled by Raspberry Bot or whatever, like Pi Bot 3 or 3 Bot.
Pi Bot.
But
Mark III.
Mark III, yeah.
So, yeah, actually, I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to look into doing a swarm bot.
To 1 year from now, we are all enslaved. This is the beginning of the end.
My evil plan is coming to fruition.
Oh,
what have you done with your remaining time? Human.
That was human.
Twitch.
So, watch some of the Digimon. It's called Digimon Adventure Try. And it's set after... I guess after the second, or maybe after the first season. I guess it's after the first season of Digimon. So it's the original season of Digimon. The okay. Digidestined comeback after, after you know, taking down all the bad stuff. And they're effectively separated out from the digital world. Like, they can't go back. And they just go on with their lives. And then through some event that has happened, I'm not going to give anything away, the Digimon are able to cross over into the real world, and the Digidestined are able to meet with them again and reunite and then take down the bad guy of the moment.
Yay, bad
and,
guy.
And then there's this big, you know, this big, like, conspiracy government organization sort of thing. Really, really cool. The best thing is, and I wanted to give it at least six episodes before, because I think it's a 12-episode or 9-episode thing. I wanted to give it at least six episodes before before I commented on it in any way. You know, I think I'm going to write a blog post about it and put some nice screenshots. It looks great. It looks phenomenal.
I've figured out my login credentials again, as we've established. You're able to log in. So I'm not promising anything, people, except I can log in again.
You know, that's all we're asking, really. Just update that timestamp. No, my favorite thing so far is that the with the Digimon original series, and I watched this. I mean, it was like 10 or 12 years. Oh, it was more than that. I was a kid. It was the Fox Kids. It was you know, in the '90s. When I watched it, I grew up with it.
I never got into that. I was into Pokemon.
I didn't do Pokemon.
Time.
I did Digimon.
We always separate on everything. You ever notice that? Like, yeah. You want PlayStation, I want Xbox.
Yeah. Oh, there's some PlayStation news later too. Ooh. But I had the little, you know, the little pedometer, little device, Digivice thing.
Oh, they have one of those too?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think they did it first, actually. Like, well, yeah, it was, okay. And then they made...
Yeah, Pokemon did it better.
Well, anyway. But you can fight and you can battle and everything. And then I watched the series. And then I liked the series so much that I watched the movie. I watched the Japanese versions of the movies, which are infinitely better because they don't contain Smash Mouth, you know. In
what is wrong with Smash Mouth?
Walking on the Sun, or they don't have Kids in America. I like Lin's Kids in America. It was pretty good. But anyway, the best thing is that contrary to the early season 1 or Gen 1, where they were kids, and the problems that they were trying to solve were like very kid-based problems. You know, they were trying to go through just simple, you know, oh, he's a bad guy, we're gonna fight him because he's red, you know, he's the red guy, he's the black guy. We're gonna fight him because that represents the dark side of things, the bad side of things.
He has a sign that says I'm evil.
He's got a skull on him, he's bad. So it took that mentality and it sort of aged it a little bit.
That's
so
good.
Now you've got people, you've got love triangles, you've got more of a typical anime, you know, slice of life.
Are they like high school age or
they're in high school age. You got one guy's trying to study for exams, you've got one person's gone to another country, and maintaining a long distance friendship is hard. You know,
why are animes always so focused on high school? You ever notice
that? Because
that's
a super transitional part of people's lives, I think. And it's easy to tell the story whenever they're already transitioning. And you can say, oh, well, there's a lot of hormones going on. There's a lot of, you know,
there's a lot of drama in high school, because I don't think anyone ever wants to go back to high school.
I think I look at it this way. Whenever you're a grown-up person, you have to worry about rent and mortgage and car payments and insurance and medical bills and work.
Am I supposed to be paying that?
You should be paying those. But whenever you're in high school, you still have the ability to move around and get around and do stuff, probably have a job, probably have some money, maybe have a car or some vehicle, and then you still are kind of sheltered from all of those super responsibilities.
That's true.
That you're going to spend the next 40 or 50 or maybe hopefully longer kind of dealing with. So they're at this super transitional period.
Or not.
The nice thing, or not. the nice thing is...
I hope my new landlady isn't like listening to this broadcast.
The nice thing is...
Redmayne sent an eviction record in 1 week.
That was the soonest. It's going to definitely hit your credit.
I've been playing the credit game. I keep interrupting that. I'm loving this.
That's all right.
My credit score went up. That's all I'm saying.
Congrats.
Yay. I hate this game. It's stupid.
The best thing about the latest version, Digimon Try, is that they're starting to realize that, like, it's not just a Digimon fight. Oh, yeah, get him, Agumon, take down the bad guy. They look around and, like, they've destroyed infrastructure around them. They've hurt people. Buildings have been destroyed. Okay. Families have been potentially ruined. It
seems there's a lot of media kind of starting to focus on that. Because, I mean, that's what that was the spoilers. Big drama in Batman versus Superman. Batman was all ticked off about the carnage that ensued from Superman's last battle.
Well, and again, this is sort of getting away from what we did last week, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's okay. It's a long segment. That was the big driving force behind me discussing Mobile Suit Gundam with anyone. Mobile Suit Gundam is not about giant robots. It's about the fact that war destroys families. And when you realize that every real canon, you know, legitimate piece of Gundam produced, you know, film or work, all kind of focus around the fact that, yeah, there's giant robots. Yeah, we're in space. But it could just as easily be, you know, Waltz of Bashir or something, some more grounded, more tangible, more earthly type of piece where we talk about a war and how it is systematically, unfortunately, destroying the family of whoever one of the protagonists or antagonists are.
Right.
It's I don't know. It's really good, I think, that Digimon finally grew up, that I'm as an adult, you know, almost a 30-year-old.
I grew up, and they should, too.
Well, yeah, no, because, I mean that, you know, I don't shy away from it. I still watch anime. I try to watch as much anime as possible.
That's the thing with our generation. I think we do that a lot more.
The problem that I have with modern-day anime is that it is very much geared towards a younger generation in a lot of cases. It's only ever so often that you find an anime series that is, I would say, worthy of that sort of adult mindset, sort of that it talks about different things. It questions things in a different way. It doesn't just fancifully kind of throw caution to the wind and go through the motions. I want more Outlaw Stars, Cowboy Bebops,
God, don't we all?
You know, that, I'm saying a lot of the Tommy block, but I mean,
we've been through. That was a great
point
in history.
I want more like that. Anyway, moving on. I picked up Diablo 3 again.
Oh, okay.
And honestly, I say I picked it up again. I picked it up virtually for the first time. I
ran through the story.
A while back, I haven't even finished the story yet, but I paid for it using the WoW loyalty program or whatever, where you pay for WoW for a year.
Are you still paying for WoW?
No.
Okay.
But back in the day when Diablo 3 was about to be released, they said, hey, if you promise to pay for WoW for the next year, 12 months of WoW, which 12 times 15, whatever that is, so at 170 something. Anyway, or 120 something.
I'm building a robot to figure it
Whenever you pay for WoW for a year, we will give you Diablo 3 for free. You can download it the day it comes out digitally, but you have to sign this thing.
Or years later.
Or, yeah, whenever. So I did it because I'm like, well, I'm definitely going to play for WoW for another year, and I might as well get a free game. They're pretty much saying get a free game. And I got it. I didn't pay $60 for it. And I downloaded it, and I played like one mission. I'm like, I don't really like this. Like, I played Diablo 2, but I didn't play it religiously like some people did. So I just sort of let it be. Just let it be a thing. Recently, me and a bunch of work buddies were like, hey, let's find a game we can play together. Let's find a game that's cross-platform that we can play together. And just sort of make it our thing to talk about during work that we can talk about and do after work.
Obviously, clearly.
So I get it. You know, and I decided, I was like, hey, what about Diablo? I own the game. It's only like $20 if you don't own the game. So the two people went and bought the game and the expansion. So $40, $20 for that and then $20 for the expansion.
Okay.
And then we all started playing together. And it is actually a really good game. I understand that probably it's been through several patch iterations, and a lot of the bad stuff has been patched out, but I've actually been playing it, and I'd recommend it. If you're looking at a game that's really nice, co-opable, I think it's four people is a nice number. It may be the max number.
I think
but
it
it's good for soloing. It's good for picking up and playing with people, and the fact that there's these dungeons and these battlegrounds and these raids.
I think the dungeons are randomly generated.
A lot of the dungeons are. Like the non-story-based
dungeons.
Well,
yeah, the non-story ones,
But you can actually go through those different modes and everything. So we're experiencing that, and I'm really enjoying it. It's really great. And it's not a new game. Like, it's been out for a while. It's a game that still feels totally new, totally workable, fantastic voice acting, fantastic experiences. I love it. I'll continue to play it. And so, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Always playing Fallout 4. Always doing that. I actually beat the Automatron DLC. Probably the last show that night I beat it.
And did I mention that like I don't have a gaming rig right now?
No, I don't think you did.
I haven't mentioned that yet.
No.
By the way, it's the worst. So I'm hoping to get another one.
You did
one
say that you,
get,
you got the Lenovo.
I got the Lenovo laptop. I've been through this crazy thing. Yeah, it plays Undertale. Like, I had to get some, like, okay, my desktop's gone, and then my laptop exploded.
Yeah.
And so I had to get something.
That's unfortunate. This is the struggle, man. The struggle is
I have a 3DS and a Wii U.
You can maybe
survive.
You can maybe do something like with a streaming service, like pay for a month of streaming service to play games on the Lenovo because you just need a fast internet connection.
Right.
It'll render offsite. I know PlayStation is doing
That's interesting.
But so I did that, and I've also I'm switching out my phones. There's nothing wrong with this LG G4. I love it. I'm selling this.
Talk to me later.
Okay. I'm getting rid of this phone because it's still in perfect condition. It's been in a case since day one. I'm upgrading with my wife. We're both getting Galaxy Note 5s. So
actually, that one doesn't look terrible.
The Note 4 was fantastic. It had its issues.
Yeah.
The Note 5 is heralded as, you know, even though it was released in late 2015, as still one of the best phones in 2016, 4 months later. So that's great. we are sort of staying with Verizon because it was either we're gonna go to Project Fi and get like a Nexus 6, but we have to pay for all of that, and right. we'll save arguably $20 a month, but 24 months from now, or we can increase $20 a month, stay with Verizon, and then in the next 24 months we'll drop $40, so or $30 or $60 I think. So I mean
that's nice.
Yeah, we went ahead and did that. I actually am finally getting into wireless charging. I bought a bunch of stuff off of Amazon.
Really? Because I have not done that.
I'm getting something
devices that could
for work only, because at home I'll plug it in and it'll quick charge, no big deal. But right. I'd like to just kind of set something on my desk. And I actually bought a Sinos, I think it's a Sinos 3 coil charger. Okay. That I'm going to review and test out, and it's going to be just a new segment on
my dream one day is just have an entire desk, but like whenever I throw things on it, they charge.
See, I don't want that because when I lay my hands on it, I don't want to like cook it.
Well, no.
It'd be nice to be like, I got a hot dog. It's cold. You put it on there and it cooks the hot dog.
My dream, though, is to have it like recognize the fault, like, oh, this is a charging device. My hands don't charge them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a dream.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have like gloves.
Can we play
that,
a song soon?
Yeah, we should play
a song.
I feel
like we should.
One last thing. I actually can't remember what it is, so...
Cool, let's get to the music. Obviously, we need to just go.
We're just going to cut to the music. We're going to cut to two songs. This is Helix Nebula by Anna Monoguchi, and then Michael Jump In by No More Kings. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You listen to Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
It's not like you. Turn your back and let the dark side in. Come on, Michael. Open the door and jump in.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Michael Jump In by No More Kings. Before that, Helix Nebula by Anna Monoguchi. Awesome stuff. Our main segment sort of focuses around a lot of news, but sort of... we're going to talk about our feelings and opinions about a few of these things.
That's probably better because I'm never very focused.
Let's get the hard news out of the way, right? Fallout DLC came out a while back, Automatron. That was middle of March, I think March 20th something. The next DLC for Fallout 4, they're killing it. This is Wasteland Workshop. It's coming out next Tuesday, April 12th.
Wow, that's
so
nice.
If you want to build your own, it's going to... A lot of the mods, honestly, that have been around in the community have sort of serviced what Wasteland Workshop is going to be
that
doing by Bethesda. So a lot of the mods, I feel, are going to be sort of not really necessary. They're going to be updating a lot of what you can do with your wasteland work with your workshop. They're going to be changing around a lot of the things, a lot of the assets in the main homesteads and the settlements. And then nicest thing is that they're allowing you to capture and duel like mobs that you get. You can capture Deathclaws and have tournaments and
okay, so it's,
build arenas.
It's post-apocalyptic.
Thunderdome,
I was
going to
go with
post-apocalyptic
Pokemon. But
Pokemon,
okay.
Yeah, it's Pokemon.
I mean,
and the nice thing
I guess
is,
I don't know what I'm playing once I get a gaming rig again.
Yeah, right? So it's really good. That's coming out next Tuesday. If you bought the season pass, then you'll get that, and you've already got Automatron, you'll get Far Harbor or whatever whenever it comes out, but which will be later, I think, in May. But if you haven't bought the season pass yet, you could buy these individually. I would recommend just getting the season pass because... If you play your cards right, you check out istthereanydeal.com. Again, they don't sponsor the show. I am saying that use them as a tool. Go and type in Fallout DLC or Fallout Season Pass. Find it. Get it for a lower price. I paid $24 for mine, and it's $50 retail.
Oh, that's great.
That's
why pay
50,
more?
50 point something percent discount. Maybe a 51% discount or 50.5% discount. We were talking about PlayStation 4 earlier. PlayStation, you went Xbox, I went PlayStation.
Yeah, back in the day.
Xbox has been kind of lording something over PlayStation for a while, and they haven't been quiet about doing that, especially with Windows 10. Because Windows 10 has some Xbox capabilities built in out of the gate, and Xbox One is sort of, it was doing that before Windows 10 came out.
Right.
You can stream from your Xbox to your computer and play your games on your computer screen, but it's really being rendered on your Xbox. This isn't new. We've done this with Steam.
No.
We've done this with Google.
Steam already proved
Nvidia
the concept.
Shield.
It's been great.
You know, you can even do it through the internet in a lot of cases. And really, if we kind of...
Wasn't there a service at one point that tried to take off?
Yes. Okay. Well, PlayStation's doing that with PlayStation Classics or PlayStation View or PlayStation Now, I think is what it's called.
Gotcha.
Before all that, though, PlayStation had something. And I'm not sure that they did it first, but it was loudest to me. Was PlayStation Remote Play. And they did it with the PSP and the PlayStation 3. You could supposedly be able to play your PS3 games on your PS Portable away from your PS3, like through the internet. If you had really fast, like blazing fast internet everywhere, then you could play.
Which you never understood if this worked.
There's also the fact that your PlayStation Portable didn't have all the buttons that
the
PS3 controller did.
Yeah.
And then
God, I miss the PSP though.
They updated this though. They updated this with the PS Vita and PlayStation TV, where you're able to remote play from your PS4 on your Vita. Which, even though the Vita doesn't have all the buttons, with touch controls, it can.
Yeah,
it's got the different quadrants, and you can actually use a DualShock 3 or DualShock 4 with your PlayStation TV, and you could play the same things on your PlayStation 4. So that was cool. You could play it in another room, or I guess you could take it on the road with you. If it was
It'd be really interesting to see that actually work.
I've worked with it a little bit. It wasn't as good as it's supposed to be.
I just see so many infrastructure issues with that.
I'll say this. Whenever I was stationed in Morocco for some training one time in the Marine Corps, I took my PlayStation Portable with me, and I had my brother put in a DVD in my PlayStation 3 at home, which was on fast internet, and I streamed the video. Now, granted, everything was laggy, but the audio and the video were in sync. They were just really laggy. So I was able to watch a movie, but if I wanted to stop, like pause or rewind or whatever, I would have to wait like 20 seconds for it to get back.
Okay,
there.
But actually, once you played it, it rolled okay?
Yeah, watching the movie was fine. It was all in sync. But if I was to try to play a game, the input lag would just destroy the experience. So it's something you
Maybe
don't want.
Play tic-tac-toe.
But the nice thing about the really Xbox is being able to play it on your computer. Chances are you may want to play it on your computer in a different room if somebody's watching TV in the other room, or if you have sort of a consolidated environment, a home entertainment system, and somebody's already watching a video. You don't want to disconnect all your stuff and move it to another room just to play it. There is all the nice stuff, especially around like using software-based like Open Broadcast Suite or that's the only one I can think of at the time, to stream and record your videos instead of buying something like HD video game capture hardware, which you can record on your Xbox or on your computer. So PlayStation's finally catching up with this. PlayStation's
finally catching up. Even Nintendo had nothing like that, but the controller they had, you could play the games on it.
Yeah.
It was on your network. So it's nice to see PlayStation finally getting in this game.
It's nice to see that they're finally getting with the program. The really cool thing is it's allowing you to do remote play. Now, there was some sort of third-party, not open source, you had to pay for it, but there was some third-party system that allowed you to do this. You could install it and do some tweaking and change your DNS on your PlayStation, and all of a sudden, like, everything would work. And I guess PlayStation we don't want that to be a thing anymore.
Yeah. Actually, I don't like that attitude because I really miss the days of, like, console hacking. Like, I miss taking my Xbox apart or even soft modding it.
Yeah.
And then, like, I got so many more features out of it.
Yeah.
It was great.
I like the fact that they're finally doing this particular thing, but I do I do miss, you know, putting chips and everything.
Yeah, I'm going to say, hardware and what we can do with our devices is much better. Much more advanced now, and it's great.
Yeah,
but it's like I just miss those days.
We have a full list of updates for 3.5. This is the ability, and some of these are kind of like, really, you didn't have that. Like, you didn't have that ability to do this. So, there are a lot of social features. Appear offline. Apparently, you were online or whatever.
Yes, we're on air.
If you're online. Then I had to make sure we were online. If we were online, then you just always appeared online. If you were offline, like actually offline, you appeared offline. Now if you're online, you don't want to be
You can be like invisible.
You can be invisible, unavailable, or whatever. There's a friend online notification, so whenever your friend comes online, cool.
Oh,
that seems like
really?
It should have been in there.
Yeah.
There is a user scheduled event, so you can schedule things and invite people.
That's cool.
And then there's the ability to play together. So whenever you play together, you can see all the games everybody's in. And everybody is like
Steam's been doing for years.
Like Steam's been doing, yeah. Remote play, so on Windows and on Mac. That's the nice thing is you could play on your Mac.
And I'm sure on Linux through Wine and hours of hating life.
Yeah, probably. Resolution, you get 360p, 540p, and 720p.
Okay.
So if you are on wireless, I would probably recommend 540. But if you're wired in, 720p probably is going to work. You get a standard 30 frames per second, but you also get 60 frames per second, which is really nice. You really don't need any more than that. So
no, you really don't.
You can choose whether or not to do that. So this is awesome. Like we finally. I'm sorry. Also, Daily Motion has been added to Live from PlayStation, and other people's shared activities that they're doing, you can now see them. which seems like it should have already been there. It seems like we already should have had
it. Does
that.
But it's nice that it's there now. So
yeah, it's nice that it's
good
there.
Good gerb.
It's also to probably going to mean that you connect to your Windows or your Mac a little bit easier with your DualShock 4 with your actual things. That's really nice. So moving on.
What other news we have?
We were talking about console modding, console hacking.
We were.
The nicest thing is playing old games. And most of the time, I know I've set up RetroPie on Raspberry Pi 3.
Yeah, I saw that. It was very cool.
You know, to play the old games, even PlayStation 1 games that, you know, the discs may be getting destroyed and there may not be an infinite supply of them, obviously, anymore. But even cartridge games that don't get destroyed so easily, they still get destroyed. Time does eventually beat down all that plastic and all that carbon.
Yes, it does.
So it's really nice to get, you know, your games playable in a digital medium. But it doesn't quite beat the feeling of holding a real controller, of blowing on the cartridge and putting it in.
There's a lot to be said for that.
There's a lot to be said for that nostalgia, that tangible feeling. And thankfully, there are things like RetroCons, where there are consoles that typically via hardware, reproduce Famicom, Super Famicom, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and Genesis, you know, Mega, you know, whatever, Super System, Mega
Old
Systems. Master Systems, that's what I was trying to think of.
Master Systems.
From Genesis, from Sega. So, you know, there's good that there's those consoles, and typically they're wireless controllers, so it hedges your bets. You have the real console, you have the real cartridge, you have a wireless convenience, and it goes out to your TV, and you can still play and do everything. You don't have all the nice save state stuff.
Right.
But that's part of the nostalgia.
Of the experience. And a lot of time that was built into the gameplay.
Right. There's this really nice company, Analog, that actually makes vintage Super or Famicom and Nintendo consoles for $500. They're very, very, very nice. Jeez. They use original controllers or reproductions of the controllers.
Okay.
They are really, really great. And they do HDMI output and RGB output, so you get full digital output.
That's cool.
They've recently had a run of 10 24-karat gold Nintendo Famicom clones. Guess the price.
$50,000?
No, not that much.
Cool.
No, 10% of that. $5,000.
Okay, still, I was just expecting something ridiculous.
$5,000 for these consoles, which is ridiculous, right?
That is still ridiculous.
So if you want one, only 10 are made. I don't know if they're all pre-ordered. If you don't want it...
So $50,000 total, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, $50,000 total. Obviously. The math works out. Now let's talk about Overwatch. Overwatch is Blizzard's new deal. It's Blizzard's new system, new game that's coming out. It will not be free. It will not be just TF2 based or whatever. It will be very similar, it appears, to Team Fortress 2, but it will not be free like Team Fortress 2 is. Effectively, there's a good side, there's a bad side. There used to be an organization to stop the bad people from doing bad things, but in a world of peace, they got dissolved, and now the bad side's coming back, and all the good people are sort of, you know, forming this militia to kind of, you know, take them down.
Righto.
My problem with Overwatch is, honestly, I want it to be more of an animated series or a series of movies. Because from the shorts, they just released one.
The shorts are really good.
With Tracer, and I can't remember Black Widow, or I can't remember what her name is. But two of the characters have been in the newest short. It's like a 6-minute short.
Yeah.
And it's good enough to be its own standalone like segment of a movie, an own chapter in a DVD, you know?
I'm actually waiting for Blizzard to do something like that, because they're known for their cinematics.
It's
like,
really, really
that's
good.
That's what they do well.
But last, I think 2 weeks ago, or maybe last week, Overwatch, which has been in public beta, or has been in private beta, I think, they updated it. And they included poses. Poses, when you win, you can choose a pose to like, ha, gotcha, you know, and a little saying and whatever. And it was just some nice thing. A lot of games have this, right?
Like Most fighting games.
They want the other players to see when they lose that they lost to this person.
Right.
And this is their little like, ha, gotcha, you know, took you down. Easy as pie, you know, something like that. They released one for...
Your, like, winning poses are terrible.
I know, right? I'm sitting down talking to a microphone. There's only a limited amount of things I can do. Blizzard put in a pose called Over the Shoulder for Tracer.
And it was
Tracer, who is... She's a 24, I think, 23, 26.
Mid-20s.
Mid-20s. Girl, an English woman from the future, who has an apparatus that can travel through time. She came back in time or whatever. That's like a rough cut story. But she is standing up, and she's got one kind of leg hiked up
a
little bit.
Stop doing this pose, please.
She's got one leg hiked up, and she's looking back over the shoulder. And she's a fun character. She's There's no,
I've seen this pose.
There's nothing sexy about it. I mean, okay, this character is very sensible, but she's not flaunting what she has. She's very kind of, I don't know.
It's
not meant to be a sexy pose. It's meant to be a fun pose. The world, the internet at large, did not take it that way. The internet exploded with controversial remarks saying, you're just sexualizing for the sake of sexualizing. And frequently games do this. So.
I'm about to say, I'm probably going to get some unpopular opinions at this point, but what's wrong with that? If that's your target audience.
I think there are plenty of other characters that are sexualized in
what
other
about
games.
Street Fighter?
All right, but not Blizzard. We're talking Blizzard.
Yeah, I know we're talking about Blizzard.
Like,
okay, I won't
Blizzard has
that.
Never really overly sexualized characters.
Right.
Except Sylvanas. Except, I guess, some battle-hardened Jaina Proudmoore. Except some of the orcs in, you know, their rough-cut tribal, you know, suits.
Yeah, okay,
except in, you know, I guess, arguably the Enchantress in Diablo 3. I mean, come on, guys. Correct me if I'm wrong. you know, there are plenty of moments where people can... There are plenty of moments where they have sexualized things.
Yeah.
But there are also plenty of moments where people believe sexualizing something is literally a woman in underwear or, you know, having a woman with well-endowed up top or something. You know, it's sexualization is a hard thing to classify because people really do believe that it's got to be bad or that it's got to be flaunty or... something that you wouldn't want a child to see in order to be sexualized. And that's not
necessarily
true.
Give it an M rating.
Huh? Right, right.
I mean, that's my whole argument with this is you don't have to, like, I'm saying the position. It's not a sexualized position. It's fun. It's
well, people. It's perspective. People are going to have their perspective no
in
matter
my opinion,
what. And
you're
if
right,
people
I should
perceive this to be sexualized,
then I guess
then
it is.
Then it is. And are they wrong? No, it's just their opinion. Anyway,
but
Jeff,
should Blizzard change it?
So that's the thing. Jeff Kaplan, Blizzard wants to change it if they want to quell those people.
Right.
There are plenty of people that wear, or plenty of characters in the game that wear, you know, revealing outfits because they're femme fatales, and that's sort of their thing, you know?
Right.
But not everyone in the game is a femme fatale. Not every woman in the game is a femme fatale. There's one woman in the game. She is a big, giant, German hulk of a woman.
Yes, I remember whenever they announced her.
You know, she is the German heavy.
And she's actually kind of awesome.
She's really awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, but so... It's one of those things where I think there's acceptable outrage and then there's unacceptable outrage. Outrage over a character that has no reason to be sexualized,
yeah.
Being sexualized, that's enough for, I think Jeff Kaplan even said it, you know, we want to please as many people as possible, and we didn't really feel that this was a good pose either. We worked up an alternative pose. The butt's still in the pose, you know, she can still see the butt.
Still a butt.
It's still a butt.
America, welcome to the age of butts.
Still a butt, still they anatomy, exist. You know, so... You know, the new, and it's sort of, it, and it's cool.
Everyone
it's
has
fine.
One.
It's fine. Look at, you know, check it out. I'll put it online if I can. But that was
kind
of interesting.
Okay, so they decided to change it. I mean, that's what I was going to say. If you want to sell to the target audience, cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just don't think people I think we're getting too offended by everything.
Yes.
As a society.
Yeah, I think so too. But,
I mean,
again, it's not.
There's been sexualization in video games
if
forever.
Someone, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's okay.
I'm not saying
to
it's
just
okay.
Do it for no reason.
Yeah, but again, that goes down to
if it seems out of place.
The production studio.
That's what I think it was.
What they
people,
want.
People thought it was out of place.
Okay, well, that's
I didn't
that,
feel
that
it was out of place
valid.
Because I don't. That doesn't bother me. Things like that
right.
Don't bother me.
I mean, again, I personally don't actually notice this type of stuff as much as apparently other people do.
Right. So I'm not saying that it's wrong for them to be upset about it. But it, you know, and they did change it, and the
I
world.
Mean, I will say, do what your community wants. That's fair.
That's good for Blizzard to do. They heard there was a complaint. Instead of saying, nah, just deal with it. Stop being, you know, don't get so literally butt hurt over this. Wait, it all.
Is there
any
objective to say
joke?
Butt as much on this show as we can?
Yeah. So anyway, they changed it. Let's talk about the last thing, and we're gonna cut to two songs. Donald Trump.
Speaking of butts.
Now we're not gonna put any political affiliation in this segment. Okay,
I just was talking about butts.
So Donald Trump retweeted a campaign ad that someone made. I guess somebody on YouTube made. He tweeted it, deeming it appropriate. And the oddest thing, it is Donald Trump and it's live action from campaign with overlaid music and audio from Mass Effect 2's trailer.
Yeah,
with the elusive man. Or maybe Mass Effect 3, the elusive man.
Three.
It's ridiculous.
Like,
that, well, so first off, the Illuminati is talking about...
You sent me this. I watched it and went, wait, is this real life?
Right. It is crazy. It has been taken down since then. You may be able to get it on Vidme.
It's on the internet. You can find it.
I would find it. Donald Trump, Mass Effect 2. We're not going to talk about anything other than why... You cannot just retweet things that seemingly sound cool with your name or your likeness in it. It's not okay to do that because,
right.
One, you don't own... The audio, the music, the
well, I was actually
that's Charlie or not Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
That's Martin Sheen. That's Martin Sheen's voice.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and the Elusive Man was the verifiable bad guy in Mass Effect 2.
In fact, but
he was a terrible guy.
Spoilers. I was in a discussion with my friends earlier off this video about Creative Commons or free was it Act where you can make art for using other media.
Yeah. Creative Commons.
Free domain. Free domain. Yeah. Thank you. God, I need coffee.
Or public
anyway,
domain.
Yeah. It's not public domain, but you can use current running things for entertainment purposes. Anyway,
you can do that. It's a thing.
I guess I don't even know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know the legality of him retweeting this.
I think,
it seems like it would be to profit his campaign, but I don't know.
I almost think that you should not just retweet everything that
you
see. Your PR is like, hey, Donald, look at this. It has you in it, and it's you in a good light. And he's like, retweet it. You know? Yeah. Like, do that.
Yeah, because my question about that creative freedom thing came down to, what's his name's voice? Like, because it, it portrays Martin Sheen as supporting this, whether or not he does.
Right. Yeah, so anyway, we're out of time. We are going to end on one song. Before we do that, Bear, what is the website?
Go on over to exppoints.com and remember, double tap the P.
We also have social media at exppoints.com/social. Check all that out. And before we're out of time, the show will end on just the show. Just the show. This will be We Had a Good Run by Kirby Crackle. We'll catch you back next Wednesday, next 9 p.m. next Wednesday. You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.